Well, that's a total.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
30252.
30252?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the information. May I please have the first and last name?
It's James McNabb, McNabb.
I'm not showing anything.
Yeah, the lady that I was talking to said she canceled my order. I don't know why she would do that. I called to find out where my product was, and she couldn't tell me. Didn't know the number, another number to call where they shipped the iPad to me. And she called me back and said, I just canceled your order. I've done paid the shipping, and I paid $53, then I canceled the subscription. Now I'm waiting for my iPad. I called to find out where it was, and she just arbitrarily said she canceled my thing. Does she not listen, or is she?
I mean, I'm not showing an account.
Well, you got my money. You're either going to return my money or put me back on the account and ship me my iPad. Does that, I mean, is that not fair?
You said, I'm not showing anything.
That's because, I told you that's because the girl just canceled it.
Okay, because I would like to be able to pull up that information. Could you provide me with the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the credit card number?
You going to charge it again?
I'm just trying to look.
Okay, hold on. Let me get to my credit card. And the girl who went and got you actually needs some training.
Okay.
That credit card number. The first 4 is 4042.
I need the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits.
You need what?
I need the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the credit card number.
Okay, the last 4 is 3215. How many of the first ones do you need?
I need the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the credit card number.
404220.
You said 404220?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what's the last 4 digits?
3215.
And the first and last name for me again?
Pardon me?
And what is your first and last name for me again?
Dwight. The name on the credit card is Dwight McNabb.
Could it be on another name?
No, that's on the credit card. The order is probably James McNabb.
Okay.
That's the same person.
Thank you for the information. I see it's for the tablet, and someone went ahead and canceled and refunded your account.
Well, she wasn't supposed to. She did that 5 minutes ago. Nobody said anything about canceling. I called to find out when it was going to be shipped, and she just arbitrarily called me and told me she canceled the order. Because me and her didn't get along.
Okay.
I want what I ordered and paid for.
Okay, yeah. What you mean and what order? We cancel your account out for you.
Am I still getting the iPad?
Let me take a look. No, they're not going to receive, provide to you due to you canceled it out.
I didn't cancel it. The phone call was recorded. Listen to the recording. It was not canceled. She did it as a being a B-I-T-C-H. Now, I want it undone. I want it undone now.
Yes, you'll have to go back online to issue that refund.
I don't want the refund. I want the iPad. Can you listen? Can you not understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay. I'm not, I do apologize, but we're not able to provide you. I cannot send it back. I cannot send it back out due to they canceling the refund. You'll have to go back online to place the order and use a different email.
So what you're telling me is y'all do this to everybody. This is a ripoff.
No, we don't do this for everybody. We
why was it canceled? Why did she cancel it? Tell me that.
I don't know why.
Listen, okay, your phone call was recorded. Listen to the phone call. I told her not to send me the iPad. That's all she was supposed to do.
Okay.
Listen to the phone call. Listen to the recording and see who's wrong here. It's not me. It's that dummy.
Okay.
And I want it sent out, or I will be calling the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, I mean, we issued a refund. It's nothing that we can do to your account. We issued a refund. You know, you'll have to go back on there to place the order.
Oh, I wouldn't go through this again for love nor money, because I'm not sure that y'all are even legitimate. I mean, why couldn't I get what I ordered? I didn't cancel it. She did by mistake or being an idiot.
Okay.
You can uncancel it. If you're a supervisor, you can uncancel what that worker did.
Okay. Well, I cannot, I'm the force supervisor, but I cannot open back your account.
Well, what are you going to do about her for canceling my order when nobody said anything about canceling? Why would I cancel when you already have my money? Makes no sense.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from, but I cannot, you'll have to go back and place that order.
No, I ain't going through that again. I need your name and the name of your business and a telephone number where you can be reached. I'm not going to let this die. I'm sure I'm not the first one you've ripped off. What is your name?
My name is Brianna.
Spell that.
Breunna.
Your last name?
I'm not able to provide my last name.
Naturally, you go hide behind that. What is the name of your company?
The name of our company?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's for the tablet.
No, the company, who you work for.
You said for customer service.
Customer service for what company?
For Mini Online Vendor.
Spell that for me.
Mini Online Vendors.
That's the name of your company.
For Mini, yes.
M-A-N-Y.
Yeah. Yes, the name, where's for the tablets?
Do what?
You said, what I'm stating to you is your account for the tablet, is for the tablet.
Yes.
Now, the name you're...
Hello?
Yes, it's for the tablets.
Yes, it's for the tablet.
Yes.
Okay. Well, but the name of your company is Many Online Vendors. Is that correct?
I was letting you know we're a customer service for many different online vendors.
But well, what is your name?
My name is Brianna.
Oh, you have covered that. What's the name of the people you work for?
You said the company that we have to work for?
Mm-hmm.
We're for the tablet.
The company that I'm coming after is a company that girl that just canceled the order on her own. She needs to be fired, but I'm sure you're not going to do that. But I want to know your company name so I can report you to the Better Business Bureau for unethical practices.
Yes, it's for the tablet.
That's your company name. Who writes you your checks?
Customer service.
For what company?
We're customer service for many different online vendors.
You have to have a company name. I'll just report you by your telephone number. Better Business Bureau can find out who you're hiding behind.
We're customer service for a lot of different online vendors.
You still have to have a name. Stop lying to me. So you're not going to send the tablet, and I got to go online to get my money back. How about you just sending my money back to me now?
Okay, you said we should. I'm unfortunately I'm able to issue a. I mean, I issue. Well, they issue a refund, but I'm unable to send a tablet.
Well, I want the refund set now.
You said you would like the refund. We issued a refund, but what I'm stating as far as the tablet, I cannot issue the tablet, sir.
Screw the tablet. I want my refund. I want you to send it, and I want you to send it now.
We issued a refund. You had to contact your banking institution. We issue a refund. Well, we issue a refund today, so it can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, okay. You say you've already issued. Then how much did you refund?
I issued a refund of $54.97.
Okay, then we're square then. I'll never do business with you again. But you will hear from me, Brianna, if
yes.
I don't have that in about 3 days.
Okay, sir.